Fuck going on? It's the G Style Podcast. I am Black Midas. Today we're gonna talk about women, and it's a very touchy subject. It's a very difficult subject, especially the Me Too movement. Well, basically, how I feel, I think the Me Too movement is very important as a man with a mother, daughters, sisters, aunties, cousins. Like, I have women in my family that I love. So it's a very important subject, but it's a very touchy subject. It's a very difficult subject to discuss. But I'm going to go ahead and then put my input on it. Basically, to me, the Me Too movement, I don't really think that it's about what they say it's about. I think the Me Too movement is actually a little bit more than female empowerment. I think the Me Too movement is basically like a plot. You know what I mean? Like a plot for women to take over the world or some shit. Like, it's coming, you know. Fellas, you can think it's a game, but it's coming. Just pay attention, goddamn it. But no, but on the real though, we should rid the world of all the perverts. That's dead as real. We should rid the world of all these sick ass perverts. All these Harvey Weinsteins, Bill Cosby, Kevin Spacey, Matt Lauer. Even though that's a little crazy, Matt Lauer. Now come on, now shit, not Matt. You know, Al Roker, yeah, but Matt, damn, that's fucked up, man. But a lot of these situations have conflicting issues. Like, a lot of these situations don't really add up. Take the Bill Cosby thing. Now, it's a lot of people that came out in Hollywood about Bill Cosby after this going on. Hey, you know, people been knowing this for years, but ain't nobody say nothing. Like, if nobody said nothing, then it kind of don't exist, do it? You know what I mean? That's kind of messed up. Like, I mean, y'all knew this for years and years. Nobody said nothing. Anything? We talking about people's lives here, man. You talking about America's dad. You know what I mean? Bill Cosby. That's sick. And when you think about it, you see in a lot of his interviews and stuff, like, he do seem a little pervy. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. And you know what I'm saying? Even though a lot of those women went to his cabin or went to his hotel room, a married man, no woman goes into a hotel room with a dude unless she knows she's going to get fucked. You know? And I was born in the 80s, so I don't know much about Quaaludes, but as people tell me, they was like a party drug. Like, people was on it. People get on Quaaludes, get a little wine or something, have feeling good, floating, and everybody was fucking each other. The 60s, 70s and shit. I don't know the whole situation. All I know, Bill, you dead ass wrong. That's, I don't give a fuck. You dead ass wrong. You deserve what you get. Harvey Weinstein deserves what he gets. But he ain't got shit yet. Bill Cosby already goddamn finna get sentenced, got sentenced and shit. Harvey Weinstein, ain't shit happening to him yet. Too much money, too much power, I guess. I guess he's just gonna fade into the black. He just gonna be in the background, just sitting in his pool in his big ass mansion, chilling with his millions or billions of dollars. That's crazy, right? Now, back to the women. Well, I want y'all to realize, even though it's a lot of perverted men out there, a lot of them, a lot of perverted men out there, and they should get what they deserve. But it is a lot of women who are out here acting like, okay, you know, acting innocent, but they're not innocent. A lot of these women are out here trying to manipulate the system. They manipulating the men. They meeting these celebrities. They going out with them and all this and that. And then they turn on them. They setting you up. Like, so if I was a fucking celebrity, man, I wouldn't date none of them fucking model type, none of that, man. I'd go get me a bitch from Target that work at Target, a Sears, a motherfucking a gas station or some shit. Like, this shit is fucking crazy. Rappers are getting set up all over the world. You don't even have to fuck them. All they had to do is say you came onto them the wrong way and you got to give them a check. That's fucked up. It's bullshit. And these women are sick. They sick these women on these men. Yeah, I said it. Somebody has to be said. These women are hired. A lot of these women are hired to fuck over these dudes. And that shit is wrong. To ruin the credibility of these dudes. They're hired. But I can't just put all the blame on them because celebrity men know this. They know all this. But yet, they continue to invite them over. They continue to, hey girl, let's go chill. Let's do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Taking them shopping and shit. Boom, they got you. Putting babies on you and shit. Holes and condoms. Like, women are treacherous as fuck. Not all, but as a whole. Men are perverted as fuck. Not all, definitely not all, and definitely not most. But as a whole, we need to fix this shit. I think we need to have a goddamn meeting or some shit. I think me, Meryl Streep, and Oprah needs to sit down. Let's hash this shit out. And Beyonce too. We just spread the word to all the women in the world. Hey, let's calm this shit down, because the Me Too movement have made it hard for men to approach women. Me Too movement has made it hard for people to procreate, because shit, how you gonna procreate when goddamn you don't know what you can say or do to a woman anymore? So that makes it awkward. That makes it awkward for the young kids that's out there in the club, you know, having a good time. And let's face it, you know, we all young, you know what I'm saying? When you're young, shit, you hitting the club, you know, every now and then you might have a little one-night stand. You can't have that shit no more. You might wake up with a fucking civil suit. This shit is crazy. Something has to be done. I understand, ladies. Trust me, I am with you. I don't give a fuck. I am with y'all because I hate fucking perverts. I hate men who constantly hit on a woman that already turned you down, that makes you a fucking pervert. Desperate or thirsty, if you will. It's bullshit. But a lot of y'all women have to be held accountable for this bullshit because y'all put yourself in this position. Not all of you, but a lot of you do. You act a certain way, you dress a certain way, but then you want the man to respect you. They do it. I don't want to say the government, but whoever's up there, they do it. Because that's how they depict women. Okay, boom, I want to sell a hamburger, so I'm going to put a hot blonde in a fucking bikini biting a fucking hamburger. What does that have to do with the deliciousness of this fucking product? What does this have to do with the value of this product with a half-naked ass woman biting a goddamn burger? But it do make you want to bite that goddamn burger. I ain't going to lie. Hey, it makes me want to go get a goddamn Hardy burger every time I see one of them. Now, see, like I just said, hey, I got problems too. I'm not a pervert. I'm just a man. There's a difference. But women, you have to stop accepting these kind of jobs. And you have to let these guys know up front, oh, I am not for sale. My pussy is not for sale. My sexuality is not for sale. And I promise you, things will change. But as long as you have women that are willing to bust it wide open, or, you know, spread their legs, if y'all don't know what that means, for a job, for a career, we're going to always have this fucking problem. Women, I love you. But you guys have to be held accountable. The Me Too movement is very important. The Me Too movement is very real. I love what's going on. I love the fact that we getting rid of all these fucking perverts. Get rid of these motherfuckers, please. I love you women. But y'all need to have a fucking meeting and tell these other bitches that's out here sucking dick and fucking and all this to get these acting jobs, selling their souls and shit. It's fucking pathetic. Tell them to fucking stop. And then you'll have these men that will stop. But you men in this position, y'all motherfuckers are slick. That sit down couch, that's bullshit. That's sick. Hollywood is fucking sick. And we're going to touch on Hollywood on this the next segment. But the Me Too movement is very important. The Me Too movement is very real. I love you women. But you men, you pervert. Oh, you motherfuckers just disgust me. It's pathetic. I want to hear what everybody think about it. It's your boy Black Mighty. It's the G-Style Podcast. Say what you say. Feel how you feel. But everything I spit is real. Get at your boy. Yeah. Fuck going on? It's the G-Style Podcast. I am Black Midas. Today, we're going to talk about women. And it's a very touchy subject. It's a very difficult subject, especially the Me Too movement. Well, basically how I feel, I think the Me Too movement is very important as a man with a mother, daughters, sisters, aunties, cousins. Like, I have women in my family that I love. So it's a very important subject, but it's a very touchy subject. It's a very difficult subject to discuss. But I'm going to go ahead and then put my input on it. Basically, to me, the Me Too movement, I don't really think that it's about what they say it's about. I think the Me Too movement is actually a little bit more than female empowerment. I think the Me Too movement is basically like a plot. You know what I mean? Like a plot for women to take over the world or some shit. Like, it's coming, you know. Fellas, you can think it's a game, but it's coming. Just pay attention, goddammit. But no, but on the real though, we should rid the world of all the perverts. That's dead as real. We should rid the world of all these sick ass perverts. All these Harvey Weinsteins, Bill Cosby, Kevin Spacey, Matt Lauer. Even though that's a little crazy, Matt Lauer. Now come on now, shit. Not Matt, you know. Al Roker, yeah, but Matt, damn, that's fucked up, Matt. But a lot of these situations have conflicting issues. Like, a lot of these situations don't really add up. Take the Bill Cosby thing. Now, it's a lot of people that came out in Hollywood about Bill Cosby after this going on. Hey, you know, people been knowing this for years, but ain't nobody say nothing. Like, if nobody said nothing, then it kind of don't exist, do it? You know what I mean? That's kind of messed up. Like, I mean, y'all knew this for years and years. Nobody said nothing. Anything? We're talking about people's lives here, man. You talking about America's dad. You know what I mean? Bill Cosby. That's sick. And when you think about it, you see in a lot of his interviews and stuff, like, he do seem a little pervy. You know what I mean? That's just what it is. And you know what I'm saying? Even though a lot of those women went to his cabin or went to his hotel room, a married man, no woman goes into a hotel room with a dude unless she knows she's going to get fucked. You know? And I was born in the 80s, so I don't know much about Quaaludes, but as people tell me, they was like a party drug. Like, people was on it. People get on Quaaludes, get a little wine or something, hell, feeling good, floating, and everybody was fucking each other. The 60s, 70s and shit. I don't know the whole situation. All I know, Bill, you dead ass wrong. That's, I don't give a fuck. You dead ass wrong. You deserve what you get. Harvey Weinstein deserves what he gets, but he ain't got shit yet. Bill Cosby already goddamn finna get sentenced, got sentenced and shit. Harvey Weinstein ain't shit happening to him yet. Too much money, too much power, I guess. I guess he just gonna fade into the black. He just gonna be in the background, just sitting in his pool in his big ass mansion, chilling with his millions or billions of dollars. It's crazy, right? Now, back to the women. Well, I want y'all to realize, even though it's a lot of perverted men out there, and they should get what they deserve. But it is a lot of women who are out here acting like, okay, you know, acting innocent, but they're not innocent. A lot of these women are out here trying to manipulate the system. They manipulate the men. They mean these celebrities. They going out with them and all this and that. And then they turn on them. They setting you up. Like, so if I was a fucking celebrity man, I wouldn't date none of them fucking model type, none of that, man. I'd go get me a bitch from Target that work at Target, a Sears, a motherfucking a gas station or some shit. Like, this shit is fucking crazy. Rappers are getting set up all over the world. You don't even have to fuck them. All they had to do is say you came on to them the wrong way and you gotta give them a check. That's fucked up. It's bullshit. And these women are sick. They sick these women on these men. Yeah, I said it. Somebody has to be said. These women are hired. A lot of these women are hired to fuck over these dudes. And that shit is wrong. To ruin the credibility of these dudes. They're hired. But I can't just put all the blame on them, because celebrity men know this. They know all this. But yet, they continue to invite them over. They continue to, hey girl, let's go chill. Let's do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Taking them shopping and shit. Boom, they got you. Putting babies on you and shit. Holes and condoms. Like, women are treacherous as fuck. Not all, but as a whole. Men are perverted as fuck. Not all, definitely not all, and definitely not most. But as a whole, we need to fix this shit. I think we need to have a goddamn meeting or some shit. I think me, Meryl Streep, and Oprah needs to sit down. Let's hash this shit out. And Beyonce too. We just spread the word to all the women in the world. Hey, let's calm this shit down, because the Me Too movement have made it hard for men to approach women. Me Too movement has made it hard for people to procreate, because shit, how you gonna procreate with goddamn, you don't know what you can say or do to a woman anymore. So that makes it awkward. That makes it awkward for the young kids that's out there in the club, you know, having a good time. And let's face it, you know, we all young, you know what I'm saying? When you're young, shit, you hitting the club, you know, every now and then you might have a little one-night stand. You can't have that shit no more. You might wake up with a fucking civil suit. This is just crazy. Something has to be done. I understand, ladies. Trust me, I am with you. I don't give a fuck. I am with y'all, because I hate fucking perverts. I hate men who constantly hit on a woman that already turned you down. That makes you a fucking pervert. Desperate or thirsty, if you will. It's bullshit. But a lot of y'all women have to be held accountable for this bullshit, because y'all put yourself in this position. Not all of you, but a lot of you do. You act a certain way, you dress a certain way, but then you want the man to respect you. They do it. I don't want to say the government, but whoever's up there, they do it. Because that's how they depict women. Okay, boom. I want to sell a hamburger, so I'm going to put a hot blonde in a fucking bikini biting a fucking hamburger. What does that have to do with the deliciousness of this fucking product? What does this have to do with the value of this product with a half-naked ass woman biting a goddamn burger? But it do make you want to bite that goddamn burger. I ain't gonna lie. Hey, it makes me want to go get a goddamn Hardy burger every time I see one of them. Now, see, like I just said, hey, I got problems too. I'm not a pervert. I'm just a man. There's a difference. But women, you have to stop accepting these kind of jobs. And you have to let these guys know up front, oh, I am not for sale. My pussy is not for sale. My sexuality is not for sale. And I promise you, things will change. But as long as you have women that are willing to bust it wide open, or, you know, spread their legs, if y'all don't know what that mean, for a job, for a career, we're going to always have this fucking problem. Women, I love you. But you guys have to be held accountable. The Me Too movement is very important. The Me Too movement is very real. I love what's going on. I love the fact that we getting rid of all these fucking perverts. Get rid of these motherfuckers, please. I love you women. But y'all need to have a fucking meeting and tell these other bitches that's out here sucking dick and fucking and all this to get these acting jobs, selling their souls and shit. It's fucking pathetic. Tell them to fucking stop, and then you'll have these men that will stop. But you men in this position, y'all motherfuckers are slick. That sit down couch, that's bullshit. That's sick. Hollywood is fucking sick. And we're gonna touch on Hollywood on this the next segment. But the Me Too movement is very important. The Me Too movement is very real. I love you women. But you men, you pervert. Oh, you motherfuckers just disgust me. It's pathetic. I want to hear what everybody think about it. It's your boy Black Mighty. It's the G-Star Podcast. Say what you say. Feel how you feel. But everything I spit is real. Get at your boy. Yeah.
I couldn't help but notice your pain.
My pain?
It runs deep. Share it with me.
They'll never take me alive. I'm getting high with my 4-5. Cocked on these suckers, time to die. Even as a youngster, causing ruckus on the back of the bus. I was a fool all through high school, kicking up dust. But now I'm labeled as a troublemaker. Who can you blame? Smoking weed help me take away the pain. So I'm hopeless, rolling down the freeway, swerving. Don't worry, I'm about to crash up on the curb. Cause my business bloody. Maybe if they tried to understand me, what should I do? I had to feed my fucking family. What else could I do? I'm slanging with the homies, fuck hanging with the phonies in the club. Got my mind no danger, never been a stranger to homicide. My city's full of gangbangers and drive-bys. Why do we die at an early age? He was so young, but still a victim of the 12 gauge. My memories of a corpse, mind full of sick thoughts. And I ain't going back to court, so fuck what you thought. I'm drinking in the sea, running from my enemies. Will I live to be 23 and so much pain?
Of that rough life, running crazy wild as a kid, and growing tough with a knife, and living tripe on the regular, walking out competitors, see a figure moving, chase them down like the fucking predator, getting drunk
trouble every day in school. Act a fool, and you know I had to break every rule. Showing off for the bitches cause I had the mad breath. So I had to watch my back when it was time to step. But my grime is the grimiest with love for me. Go pop, pop, it's in the sucker up above for me. And yo, currency kept passing me by, but I didn't cry. Broke, got hit off with a pack and started selling coke. And now the money's looking lovely. Hop the drop top and now the bitches wanna rub me. Kick them the game, it's all the same. I kick it back, yo, give them slack, yo. And now they label me the Mac, yo. People check it, you disrespected if you front on the bird, man. You heard, man, catch a couple shots from the Glock in my hand. Damn, at least I'm realistic with my biscuit. You know you get your ass twisted, so run for cover. Me and my man got a plan, kicking major dust. So if you're old, nigga, look for the gauge to bust. A lot of pressure with the street fame. It's a deep game and my mama always crying, yo, there's so much pain. They got me mobbing like a loped and ready to get my slug on. I load my clip and slip my motherfucking gloves on. I ain't scared to blast only suckers if they test me. Trucks, I got my Glock, cop and player if they press me. Bust some motherfuckers with a passion, better duck cause I ain't looking when I'm blasting. I'm a nothing, drinking in the sea and getting high on the lookout for my enemies. Don't wanna die, tell me why, cause the stress getting major. A buck 50 across the face with my razor. What can I do but be a thug until I'm dead and gone? Keep my brain on the game and stay headstrong. These sorry bastards wanna kill me in my sleep. I'm really can I see and every day is just a struggle. Steady thugging on the streets and I've been ballin' low. Don't let them make you worry, keep swinging at these suckers till you worried. I was born and raised, hell, a nigga from the gutter. What the mother, I'm touched, I'm kicking dust up, ready to bust. I'm on the scene, steady mugging me. Until they kill me, I'll be living this life. I know you feel me, it's so much pain.
Welcome back to the G-Style Podcast. This is Black Midas. The second topic I want to talk about is Hollywood. Hollywood itself. A.K.A. the Devil's Playground. This is what I don't understand, right? We live in a country where it says, educate yourself, get an education, learn a craft. Dream big. You can be all you can be. You can be whatever you want to be. Right? And this is what we instill in our kids' head. This is what we instill in everyone's head. But this is bullshit. Because we live in a world. We live in a country where you don't have to have the talent to get by. You don't have to have the talent. You can just suck someone's penis or fuck them in the ass or let them fuck you in the ass and get a gig. This is not made up, people. This is facts. The sit down couch is real. It's bullshit. You have a lot of talented people. Just think about all the talented actors, comedians, and singers that you hear. That you hear every day. You're like, man, this guy's talented. But this guy never reaches the level. Never reaches the level of what they so-called top echelon actor or something. Right? Let's say for instance, let's see. Who's a good actor? Let me see. Well, okay. Say for instance, like Brad Pitt, right? The biggest heartthrobs, if you will, one of the biggest heartthrobs in Hollywood history, right? He can't fucking act. Like, he cannot act at all. Like, he sucked as a fucking actor. But Brad Pitt had been in goddamn, what, 300 fucking movies? How is that possible? I guess because Brad Pitt plays the game. When you play the game, you get ahead. You can't be real. You can't just be talented and real and thoughtful and kind and sweet. Think you're going to make it? No, that's not the world we live in. It's not the country we live in. It's bullshit. It really is bullshit. But we sit around. We watch the movies. Some of them good, most of them suck. That's just what it is. But Hollywood also has to be held accountable for its bullshit. It's something. It's something. I don't know if it's the Illuminati or whatever. Whatever it's called, it's something. I just call them the elite. It's something wrong with these people. These sick, devilish people. Got everybody throwing up the Baphomet sign. You got everybody just acting fucking stupid. I can't take this shit no more. Hollywood is crumbling. That's the good thing. Because it's a battle that we cannot see. A battle with good versus evil, and good is kicking evil's ass right now. The devil is losing because the devil loses at the end. So all you people who sold your soul, signed your name in blood, suck the penis and bang the dude just to get a job, yeah, y'all going down hard. The devil know he losing. That's why he throwing all his cards in. That's why they elected Trump. That's why they, you know what I mean? Like, the devil know he's losing. And Hollywood is the first to go. Hollywood is crumbling down. Crashing. This shit's over for Hollywood. Maybe people actually get the roles based on that talent. Wow. Huh? Then this country will actually be what this country says it represents, which it fucking doesn't represent. Don't represent no good. Hollywood wasn't founded on no goodness. It was founded on evil. The people who control Hollywood are fucking evil. I'm hearing all about all this shit, this pedophilia and shit. This is evil. What's the dude name? Corey Feldman, I think that's the name of the little white dude. He used to play all the movies in the 80s that I grew up watching. This guy he's not lying. Don't nobody lie that long for no 15 years. This man been saying this for a while, man. This man friend committed suicide because he couldn't take it no more. That shit is wrong, Hollywood. Y'all out here fucking kids. Kids, you gotta be pure fucking evil to think that it's cool to fuck a kid. Shit is sick, man. I can't take this shit. This is bullshit. I don't understand this shit that's going on. Hollywood is crumbling, and it deserves to crumble because y'all are fucking sick. This pedophilia shit gonna have to stop. It's gonna stop one way or fucking another. God don't like this shit. It's fucking kids, man. And then, oh yeah, I ain't forget about motherfucking Will Smith and Jada Smith with their fucking daughter either, when she was laying in bed with a 20-something-year-old fucking white dude. At age, what, 12, 13? Oh, that's part of the ritual, huh? Fuck Will and Jada. Y'all just as sick as them motherfuckers letting them grown-ass men get in the bed with your fucking child. Just because they told you have to. Fuck that. You can take Hollywood back. You can take goddamn the millions, the mansion, all that bullshit. That's a fucking child. I wonder why all them fucking Disney stars grew up crazy and shit. Because they fucked them kids over. They fucked them kids over. Had sex with them girls and them boys all these years. Doing evil shit. And then them people have to fucking. Then them people all of a sudden. They go crazy when they in their early 20s. No, them people not fucking crazy. They do something to those people, man. That Scientology bullshit that's in Hollywood, you gotta, it just forces kids to be successful. It forces people to, they manipulate people, man. It's mind control, this MK Ultra shit. Stop this shit. This shit ain't right, man. It's not right. Let talent speak for its fucking self. You don't have to fucking fuck nobody over. You don't have to do all that just to get people to listen, just to get the people to be loyal. People will be loyal to you if you treat them right. They will be loyal to you. Not Hollywood, though. Hollywood gonna get all kind of dirt on your ass. Hollywood gonna get all kind of dirt on your ass and fuck you over in the end. This shit is a fucking setup. All this shit is a fucking setup. If you think I'm lying, check the fucking facts. It ain't what you know or who you know. It's what you willing to do. What you willing to sacrifice. I ain't willing to sacrifice none of this shit. I ain't sacrificing my motherfucking family and shit just to get no goddamn deal and millions of dollars. That's bullshit. People do that. They sacrifice their babies. They sacrifice their mothers. Hell, not Jennifer Lopez. What's her name? The black chick, Jennifer Hudson. Jennifer Hudson, she sacrificed her whole goddamn family just to get a goddamn deal. And got this innocent man rotting in prison as we speak. This innocent man is rotting in prison for the rest of his life for a crime he did not fucking commit. That's bullshit. But God don't like it. That's why her career ain't shit. Nobody gives a fuck about her in Hollywood. Her career is shit. Equals shit. It's all crumbling down, Hollywood. Everybody knows what you're doing. It's too many whistleblowers. Too many people losing their life because people are fed up with this bullshit that y'all go through. Mind control shit. MK Ultra. This is bullshit, people. It don't matter. It really doesn't matter. Hollywood is falling. I'll be glad when it just crumble all the way down. And you evil, sick motherfuckers is out here doing this shit. I hope you die and burn in hell for eternity because you deserve it. You sick motherfuckers, you. Fuck Hollywood. Nobody should give up a family member to get ahead. Nobody should get rammed in the ass or have to suck your fucking raggedy penis just to get ahead. And the men, y'all doing that shit too, you sick fucks. I seen this shit. I've heard all the stories. Motherfuckers, they making motherfuckers eat feces and shit. Inhuman flip. Man, this shit is sick, man. Sick. Now you got this MK Ultra shit when motherfuckers be glitching. They glitching all over TV. Jalen Rose just glitching. He just sitting there. They're like, no, I ain't glitching. Nah, you glitching. Poor Shaquille O'Neal, he glitched so goddamn much, his dumb ass just be sitting there. when they would interview Victor Oladipo when Shaq was just sitting up. I'm talking about blank stare, no movement at all for like 45 seconds. They just holding the conversation because they can't say nothing. Because they say something, boom, they going to get your ass, torture the fuck out you. Like they did Bernie Mac, speaking up for people. It's bullshit. Hollywood kill people off every day. They kill them off and then say, oh, man, he committed suicide. Oh, he had a fucking drug overdose. Okay, let's say, for instance, that it is true. Why the fuck are all these people that making millions of dollars doing all this and that? Why the fuck is they committing suicide? Why the fuck is they on drugs? Because they have a problem with what they've seen and what they've done. And they want to take it back. They can't take it back. And it fucks with them. Then y'all follow these people everywhere. They follow them, stalk them, they fuck them over. This is bullshit. Fuck Hollywood. Hollywood, fuck you. Whoever own Hollywood, fuck you. You sick motherfuckers, you. This is bullshit. Let talent speak for itself. Stop making people doing fucked up shit to get ahead. It's not right. Talk about like, damn God, a God country. This ain't no God. This a godless country. Because there's too much bullshit that happens over here. And it need to fucking stop. Sick of this good, all these good actors and actresses that we don't even see no more. Because they can't do what they want to do. Do what they been trained to do. And as act, they can't do it no more because they go against the grain. They go against y'all bullshit. And you punish them for it. Look at Kyla Pratt. Little beautiful girl. But she's a grown woman now. Kyla Pratt. Where the hell is Kyla Pratt? Somewhere ducking and dodging, you motherfuckers. Look what y'all did to Orlando Brown. But he's a strong dude. That's a strong motherfucker. Because Orlando Brown refuses to fall. Y'all can call him crazy if you want. But it don't matter. The man is telling y'all the fucking truth. And one day his light will shine again. I guarantee fucking that. It's bullshit. Fuck you, Hollywood. Fuck you. It's your boy Black Midas. The G-Star Podcast. Y'all get at your boy. Say what you say. Feel how you feel. But everything I spit is real. Fuck you, Hollywood.